This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Helen King from Environment Network Manawatu. Good morning, Helen. How's it going?
Good, Hugh. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And this morning, we're talking about a course that people can attend that is coming up. You said it's an 8-week program of future living skills.
Yeah.
So, like, how to repair your flying car or patch leaks in your, like, geodesic space dome.
Not quite yet, but maybe in 100 years' time if the program is still running. So Future Living Skills, as you said, is basically an 8-week long program that basically teaches you skills to be more sustainable in your daily life. It's starting on the 2nd of September. And it's running from Mondays from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock at the City Library. And it covers all kinds of different topics that might be useful in your daily life. Things like gardening and how to produce food efficiently. Things like travel choices and, you know, kind of examining what's environmentally friendly and what might work best for you. Looking at waste reduction as well, how we can reduce different kinds of waste and what we can do with our different kinds of waste. And things like energy and eco-renovation as well. So all these cool topics get discussed in this lovely group setting where you've got this lovely chance to meet people as well and have pretty cool conversations.
Now, you mentioned that it's like an 8-week course. So that sort of applies that you start at week one and continue through week eight. But like, do you need to approach it that way? Or is it the kind of thing where it's, I guess just thinking because it's on at the library, that you can drop in for some sessions and not others?
We prefer people to try and commit to the whole course, but we do understand that people can't always do that as well. And the information about the program is up on our website on www.enm.org.nz. So go in and have a look at that and register. You do get the most out of it and you do get those connections if you can manage to do the whole thing. That's certainly for sure.
Excellent. So, I mean, who is presenting this, can I ask? Because, you know, that's a pretty diverse range of stuff that you're covering. So you have expert presenters for each topic? Or?
Yep. So we have a main facilitator who oversees the entire course. And yet we have experts from different walks of life come in and talk through the different topics. And that changes every session. But they're mostly local experts as well, which is really cool. So you're talking about local solutions over anything else and people who know the territory as well. And there might be people who might be familiar to some people in the community too.
That local thing is really powerful, right? Because, you know, I listen to a lot of podcast content and various things about, you know, topics related to sustainability and progressive politics and various other stuff. And the difficulty that you have as a New Zealander is often a lot of that stuff comes out of the States.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to know exactly how applicable it is to New Zealand because particularly when you start thinking about like food systems, for example, the way that that operates in New Zealand is strikingly different on a whole bunch of levels from the way it is in America. And so the kind of assumptions that people make about, you know, what's the best way to do things or the best way to approach particular problems doesn't necessarily apply. And even more than that, if you start talking about, you know, transport solutions as an example, the kind of conversation that you have about that in Palmerston North as opposed to in a much bigger city, or for that matter, like someone who lives out in the middle of, you know, rural nowhere in particular and then comes to their nearest town to do their shopping once a month or something, like that's strikingly different on a case-by-case basis.
I mean, you're dead right. I mean, let's just take, for example, the modules we do on gardening. You know, gardening in the Manawatu is, you know, different than even gardening in the Hawke's Bay just because of the weather and the soil and all those things as well. So those sessions are specifically geared about people, people who've done this for a long time in this setting and actually can give good advice on how to get the best out of your food crops.
Absolutely. I started trying to garden when I first came to Manawatu from Dunedin. and I was completely unprepared for the way that in Manawatu, the weather turns on a dime and And particularly in terms of moisture, you can go from everything in your garden is fine to everything is brown and crunchy and the ground has baked into a brick in the space of like a week or possibly less.
Or everything's a swimming pool, like in the space of the last 48 hours in our lives as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. The first place that I lived in Manawatu, when it rained, the backyard would be under a couple of inches of water.
Yep.
Without that much rain, actually, it was just the way that that particular bit of Palmy is. That was astounding as well because, you know, Dunedin has a rep for being cold and wet, but not in that way. Having people who have that local experience is incredibly valuable.
And that's where that local advice and those people who understand that are so important. When I started, you know, making food gardens and planting fruit trees, I got advice. Like you, my back garden turned into a swimming pool, but I got good advice from the right person about what kind of trees to plant and what would deal with my water feature as well. So this is the benefit of doing this kind of program locally. You get that information and you can move forward with that on a local basis.
So if people are interested in coming along to the Future Living Skills program, I guess the first question is, do they need to register?
Yes, please.
So how do you do that? Where do you go? All of those questions.
So we would love it if people could try and register by the 26th of August, just so we know we've got the numbers to go ahead. That really helps us out. And you basically just go to our website, www.enm.org.nz, and I'll have it on the front page of the website by that time, and you can just click on in and move ahead with it.
Brilliant. So registrations close on the 26th of August.
They don't close, but we'd like people to try and register sooner rather than later.
Okay, so can I just ask, just in the sense of giving people a sense of how much time they have to play with if they're still figuring themselves out, like when do the registrations close before the event?
Normally we take them probably right up to the event almost, but we will know if we're going ahead by the 26th, that we should be hopefully at this
Excellent.
Stage.
And just finally to remind people, what are the dates it runs in September again?
So it starts on the 2nd of September, which is a Monday, and it runs to the 4th of November. And just to make it clear as well, the program comes at no cost. We appreciate Koha if you can, but this comes at no cost.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Helen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to another community interview on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.